I'm Mike Harding, and you are very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I've got me mug of coffee and a stack of CDs, and I've come down to the shed at the bottom of the garden, and I'm going to be here for another hour and a bit. Loads of great stuff on the show, so I'm going to kick off straight away with a track which features the voice of Tim Erickson, who many of you will know from his solo work and also from work on films like Cold Mountain. Well, I first came across him in the group Cordelia's Dad. This was way back in the days when Decoy Records was doing great stuff on Deansgate, Manchester, and one of the lads played me some of their tracks, and I was entranced from the word go. And that was how you did things in the far-off days of the 1990s. There were specialist record shops where people who loved the music and knew their stuff would show you bits and pieces. Well, by the time the album I bought that day, called Spine, had been made, Erickson and the other original member of Cordelia's Dad, Peter Irvine, had been joined by Laura Risk on fiddle and vocals and Kath Oss, who played hammered dulcimer and also sang. I think they made a quintessential roots album in Spine, and I think it stands out like a beacon of Americana. But let's see what you think. Here's Cordelia's Dad with Granite Mills. it still sounds as good to me as the first time I heard it. Cordelia's Dad there with Granite Mills from the CD Spine, still available. Now, Corinne Polwart has got to be one of our greatest singer-songwriters. And I first came across her in that great band Malinky. And what entranced me about her was she got a really clear voice with a great tone to it. But furthermore, she understood and loved the music she was working on. Malinky were a great band, and in fact they still are, and they're still touring as far as I know. I'm going to play you a track from the album Last Leaves, Corinne Polwart on lead vocals. This is The Light Dragoon.
A light dragoon came over the hill when the moon was shining clearly. There was a little lady she knew him by his horse because she loved him dearly, dearly, so dearly. There was a little lady she knew him by his horse because she loved him dearly.
There with The Light Dragoon, lead vocals of course Corinne Polwart. That's from the CD Last Leaves. Now, when Faye Heal first came on the folk scene, I was delighted to find that not only did she have a huge repertoire of terrific songs, which she'd sourced mainly from the tradition, but she also had a deep, rich voice and a way with her songs that did what I think all great singers do, made them new but left them unaltered. I know that sounds a bit daft, but I think you'll know what I mean. Her latest CD, Orpheo, has got some fantastic tracks on it. I'm going to play you one now, which she calls Wicked Serpent, but it's otherwise known as Springfield Mountain. Just let me read you these sleeve notes because they fascinate me. Timothy Merrick of Springfield Mountain was bit by a rattlesnake, R-A-T-E-L, on August the 7th, 1761, and died within about 2 or 3 hours, he being nearly 22 years old and very near the point of marriage. The song spread widely through America, producing many variants. Some, such as this one, are wild exaggerations made up by vaudeville performers, in which Merrick's wife-to-be dies as a result of trying to suck the poison out with a broken tooth. What a great story. Here's Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party with Wicked Serpent.
On Springfield Mountain there did dwell a comely youth who I knew full well. On Monday morning he did go down to the meadow for to mow. He had none more, but I was a and a wicked serpent bit its heel. He took his scythe and with a blow he laid that wicked serpent low. He laid the wicked serpent low. He took the serpent all in his hand and went straight down to Molly Bland. Oh, Molly, Molly, don't you see this wicked serpent what bit me? Now Molly had a ruby lip with which the poison she did sip. But Molly had a rotten tooth and the poison struck and it killed them both. The poison struck and killed them both.
That'll teach you to keep out of the long grass. Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party there with Wicked Serpent from the CD Orfeo. The song, as I said, is also known as Springfield Mountain. Now, Loudon Wainwright's 2010 album, 10 Songs for the New Depression, was a typical Loudon look at the great catastrophe foisted on us by the bankers and the City of London, who took all our money down to the dog track and bet on the three-legged dog with its bum on back to front. His words are funny, incisive, angry and confused all at the same time. In fact, I think they probably represent the way that many of us feel. It isn't a long album. The man, as ever, gets his ideas across without rambling on and on. This is my own favourite song about a couple who want to divorce but can't because of the house, Loudon Wainwright.
We buy the morning paper. We read the sports and arts. We avoid the front page and the business section breaks our hearts. The obits are of interest, since soon we'll have to go. But what's unreal is the real estate. It's a horror show. There's no way we could sell our house now, so we'll have to stay. And you can't up and walk out on me, and I can't run away. We vowed in sickness and in health, that means good times and bad. Let's hold on to each other and the happiness we have. Our bed should be a lifeboat now, not a battlefield. Let's not give up, let's just give in. Let's not stop, let's just yield. Forgive me, dear, for saying so. Please don't think I'm a louse, but maybe it's a good thing we can't sell our house. Suppose we got a buyer, we could go our separate ways and consider all our time together just a passing phase. But we would lose each other dear, and I'm afraid we'd find it was the best part of ourselves that we had left behind. I bought this house 8 years ago. You made this place our home. We've loved and fought and laughed and cried. Tears in our eyes have shone. Our house has lost some value due to this hard time. But selling it and splitting up would be the greatest crime. We had our share of heartaches before these times got tough. The road's been a bit bumpy and a ride a little rough. Death will part us one day in life's game of cat and mouse. Till then, let's stay together. We can't sell our house. We're in it for the long run, dear. Now I'm speaking as your spouse. Our happiness is here at home.
Loudon Wainwright there with House from his album 10 Songs for the New Depression. Now, many of you will know Jackie Daly from his work with bands like Dadannan and Buttons and Bows. He's one of Ireland's greatest melodeon players ever. And for those technophiles out there who want to know stuff like this, he plays a C-sharp D melodeon, which is tuned quite dry and sweet, and it's got less of that wobbly tremolo sound that you hear in the music of people like Joe Burke. In fact, I think it was Joe Burke that made that kind of wet tuning, as it's called, popular. And there was a great sort of friendly rivalry between Jackie Daly and Joe Burke. And there's a lovely story which I don't think is apocryphal, I think it's actually true. Jackie Daly was a great player of polkas. He comes from the Slieve Lucre area of the Cork and Kerry border, which is famous for its music, and also they love their polkas. Anyway, Joe Burke hates polkas, loathes them, will have nothing to do with them. It transpired that a few years back, Jackie Daly developed a tumour on the brain. Luckily, it was not malignant, so he went into hospital and had it removed. In the meantime, somebody went along to Joe Burke and said, Jackie Daly's just come out of hospital. He's had part of his brain taken away. And Joe Burke, without a breath, just said, I hope it's the bit that plays the bloody polkas. Well, when he heard of this, Jackie Daly did no more than write a tune called Joe Burke's Polka, which I think is great. So here's Jackie Daly in Patrick Street playing the Kanturk Polka and Joe Burke's Polka. Well, that's the best way going to get your revenge. Name a tune after somebody. Cantor Polka and Joe Burke's Polka there from Jackie Daly on Melodeon, and the rest of the band, of course, Patrick Street. That's from a cracking album called Corner Boys. Now, here's two songs back-to-back with the name Germany. The first, Higher Germany, refers to a soldier going, according to some folk historians, to fight in the Alps during the War of the Spanish Succession. What the hell we were doing sending soldiers out there to fight about who should take the Spanish throne, I'll never understand. The second song that mentions Germany is Have Mercy's version of the Gus Cannon song Going to Germany. Everybody calls it that, but we have to ask ourselves, what was Gus Cannon, the famous jug band leader, doing going to Germany? Well, he wasn't. German is a town near Memphis that at one time had a prison, so the prison connection makes sense if you listen to the words. There you go, so it's I'm going to German, not Germany, but it's now become I'm going to Germany. You know, I'm a mine of useless information, and Mr. Grove, our glorious education minister, would probably hate me for not sticking to the facts and the syllabus. But never mind, with a bit of luck, I'll never have to meet the bloke. So, here's two songs with very tenuous connections indeed to Germany. First of all, Higher Germany from Stephanie Ladowski and C. Joins, and that's followed by Have Mercy with the correct version of Going to German and not Germany.
Some old day. trouble. I worked in Pedro.
Love that band. Have Mercy there with Going to German from the CD simply called Have Mercy. And before that you heard Hladowski and Joins with Higher Germany from the CD The Wild Wild Berry. Time, I think, for a classic now, and this I'd like to play for Alan and Jane Seymour, who many of you in the North will know through the work they've done over the years for all kinds of folk in the Northwest, from folk clubs, sing-arounds to mummers' plays. This is a seminal piece of work from the Watersons, telling the story of a great storm off the east coast of England and the terrible losses amongst the men of the Herring Fleet. Here's the Watersons with 70 and 10.
Methinks I see a host of craft spreading their sails alee, as down the Humber they do glide, all bound for the northern sea. Methinks I see on each small craft a crew with hearts so brave, going out to earn their daily bread upon the restless wave.
And it's 70 and 10, boys and men, well, us from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
Methinks I see them yet again as they leave the land behind, casting their nets into the sea, the fish and shoals to find. Methinks I see them yet again, and all on board's all right. Oh, with the sails close reefed and the decks cleared up and the side lights burning bright.
And it's 70 and 10, boys and men, well, us from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
October's night left such a sight was never seen before. There was masts and spars and broken yards came floating to a shore. There was many a heart a sorrow, there was many a heart so brave, there was many a hearty fisher lad did find a watery grave.
And it's 70 and 10, boys and men, we're lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well,
They long to fight that bitter night and battle with the swell.
The Watersons there with 3 score and 10 from their CD Early Days. Now, Philip and Maggie Bedford emailed to say, "Hi, Michael." Sunday name, eh? "Just managed to persuade my new iPod to download your podcast. I have a request. Please play some more of the music of the girl with a very quirky, childlike voice called something like Sheila Smith. And thanks again for a great Ilkley show. You must do a gig at Wakefield's Theatre Royal sometime." Well, actually, Philip and Maggie, I did a gig at Wakefield and it was filmed for a DVD, which is available on my website. End of plug. And I think you said, well, not a childlike voice. She's got a very womanly voice. But it's not Sheila Smith. It's Emily Smith that I think you're referring to. Correct me if I'm wrong. Emily Smith, for my money, Walks on Water. A great voice, a great singer. Here she is with the Bleacher Lassie of Kelvin Orr.
As I was walking one summer's evening, a-walking dune by the broomy law, it's what did I spy but a bonny young lassie, she cherry cheeks, eye and a skin like snow. Says I, my lassie, will ye gan away me? I'll dress ye up in fine satin's bra. Oh, no kind, sir, I would rather tarry a wee bleacher lass here on Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye are I never saw, for I will go find another young lassie down by the beech fields of Kelvin Hall. 7 years since I had a sweetheart, and 7 years since I did him see. 7 years makes great alteration on the regencies between you and me. It's new, this couple, they hate that made it and run an ill loose between them two. And the sailor lads, they aye come drinking, tay the bleacher lads.
Well, that lady's got an absolutely beautiful voice. That's a great version, in my opinion, of The Bleacher Lass of Kelvin Orr, the traditional ballad. Emily Smith there from her CD Too Long Away. Now, Spider John Kerner was part of the 1960s US folk scene and was an early influence on Bob Dylan. In fact, he's mentioned in Bob Dylan's autobiography Chronicles. And Kerner himself said of that period, and I quote, "We were all goofy, you know. We were thinkers and drinkers and artists and players, and Dylan was one of us. He was just another guy." Well, just like Dylan, Spider John is still working, and his latest CD, What's Left of Spider John Kerner, is a bit of good stuff. This is the Dodger. Lovely bones playing on this. I do love it when a cow's shin bones actually have an afterlife.
Well, the candidate's a Dodger, he's a well-known Dodger, and the candidate's a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. A creature, preaching, asking for your vote. A look out, boys, he's dodging for your note. We're all dodging, dodging, dodging. We're all dodging our way to the world. Dodging, dodging. Yeah, dodging, and we're dodging our way to this world. And the lawyer is a Dodger, he's a well-known Dodger, and the lawyer is a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. I plead your case and I claim to be your friend, and a look out, boys, he's easy to bend. We're all dodging, dodging, dodging. We're all dodging our way to the world. Dodging, dodging. Yeah, we're dodging and we're dodging our way to this world. How the doctor is a Dodger, he's a well-known Dodger, and a doctor is a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. A doctor you for half you possess, and look out, boys, he's dodging for the rest. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. We're all dodging our way to the world. Dodging, dodging, yeah, we're dodging and we're dodging our way to this world. Yeah, the preacher is a Dodger, he's a well-known Dodger, and a preacher is a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. I preach you gospel, tell you of your crimes, look out, boys, he's dodging for your dimes. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. We're all dodging our way to the world. Dodging, dodging, yeah, we're dodging and we're dodging our way to this world. And a merchant is a Dodger, he's a well-known Dodger, and a merchant is a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. I sell you goods at double the price, when you go to pay him, well, you gotta pay him twice. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. We're all dodging our way to the world. Dodging, dodging, yeah, we're dodging and we're dodging our way to this world. Hey, the farmer is a Dodger, he's a well-known Dodger, and a farmer is a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. A plant is cotton, and he plant his corn. I never make a living just as sure as you're born. And we're all dodging, dodging, dodging. We're all dodging our way to the world. Dodging, dodging, yeah, we're dodging and we're dodging our way to this world. And the lover is a Dodger, he's a well-known Dodger, and the lover is a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. Hug you and kiss you, call you his bride. Look out, girl, he's a-telling you a lie. We're all dodging, 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 dodging. We're all dodging our way to the world. Dodging, dodging, yes, dodging, and we're dodging our way to this world.
Spider John Kerner there with the Dodger from the CD What's Left of Spider John Kerner. Last week I played a track by a young Scots singer-songwriter called Pauline Alexander, and we actually got quite a good response from you listeners out there, all of it positive. A CD, Thoughts for the Masses, it's a debut CD and it's got covers of things like Fields of Gold and Lennon's Imagine, and they're terrific covers as well, but it's also got a lot of her own songs, and this is another of my own favourite tracks from the CD which I'd like to share with you now. It's Pauline Alexander. But the song really, she got some amazing stuff in it about a little boy growing up and realising as he grows up that he's got no future, as far as he can see anyway. It's called Broken Youth. And by the way, Pauline Alexander comes from the east side of Glasgow, which might explain some of the words in the song.
You've come here to fight. Spill some blood here on the streets, cause some pain, but you'll never, never know why. Your father died young, now you walk your brother's beat. Where is he? Doing time, just waiting to inside of you. continues to grow. The childhood is gone, and your dreams have all but died. Bound by feelings you will never, ever show. Your own life you despise. Can you see reason? Will you ever, ever try? Look around, look at life, what's becoming of you? Ask yourself in years ahead, what is waiting for you? Broken youth, freedom gone, and some children like you. No one loves, hate will grow, it's all coming through. Will you ever realize that you
Alexander there with Broken Youth from her CD Thoughts for the Masses. Now, that great label Topic Records has been massively influential throughout the last 70 years. I don't think it's possible to overemphasise their impact on the folk revival. They've produced everything from Harry H. Corbett of Steptoe and Son singing sea shanties to the latest CD from Martin Simpson. They've also produced loads and loads of compilations of source singers. Source singers, I suppose you'd define them as the people who kept the material, the songs and the music alive and who were collected from, and who now people like Seth Lakeman, Kate Rusby, all the young performers have been using a lot of material that came out of the very first recordings that people like Topic made. Anyway, that's a very clumsy way of defining it, but I think you've got the idea. These are the singers, in other words, that we're still learning songs from. One such are the Copper family of Rottingdean, Sussex, who, when the world thought English folk singing music was dead, they were still there, down in their little corner of England, keeping a small but lively flame burning bright. Here's Bob and Ron Copper from the CD Good People Take Warning on the Topic label with a song called The Hungry Fox.
A hungry fox jumped up in a fright, and he begged for the moon to give him light. For he had many miles to travel that night before he got back to his den. Oh, den, oh, den, oh. For he had many miles to trot that night before he got back to his den. Oh. So he cocked up his head and half went his tail, and off he went on the long, long trail. Which he done many times in calm and gale, but he always got back to his den, oh, den, oh, den, oh. Which he done many times in calm and gale, but he always got back to his den, oh. And soon he came to the old farmyard, where the ducks and geese to him were barred. But he always got one by working hard to take back to his den, oh, den, oh, den, oh. But he always got one by working hard to take back to his den, oh. He grabbed the grey goose by the neck and he slung him right across his back.
And the old grey goose went quack, 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 and the fox went off to his den, oh, den, oh, den, oh. And the old grey goose went quack, 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 but the fox was off to his den, oh. Oh, mother slid her sonner John down a bed, and out of the window she poked her head. Oh, John, John, the grey goose is gone, and the fox is off to his den, oh, den, oh, den, oh. Oh, John, John, the grey goose is gone, and the fox is off to his den, oh. John went up to the top of the hill, and he blew a trumpet loud and shrill. Said the fox, that's very pretty music still, I'd rather be in my den, oh, den, oh, den, oh. Said the fox, that's very pretty music still, I'd rather be in my den, oh. At last he got back to his den, to his dear little foxes, 8, 9, 10. And they've had many fat geese since then, and sometimes a good fat hen, no, hen, no, hen, no. And they've had many fat geese since then, and sometimes a good fat hen, no.
Bob and Ron Copper with The Hungry Fox from the CD Good People Take Warning on the Topic label. Really, it's well worth going to their website and checking out all the stuff they've done, because you can download countless MP3s from that site, so you get your hands on some of the very earliest and some of the latest material as well. Well, from a couple of old-timers to a very young-timer indeed, Louise Jordan is one of the outstanding new voices on the folk scene. She's done an EP which I really like called Born to Wander, and from it this is her version of the traditional American ballad Silver Dagger. Listen to this thing, it's beautiful.
Oh, don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother. She's sleeping here, right by my side, and in her right hand a silver dagger. She says that I can't be your bride. All men are false, so says my mother. They'll tell you evil, wicked lies. And the very next evening, they'll court another, leaving you alone to pine and sigh. My daddy is a handsome devil. He's got a chain that's 5 miles long, and on every link a heart does dangle. Of another maid he's loved and wronged. She says that I can't be your bride.
Louise Jordan there with a cracking version of Silver Dagger from her EP Born to Wander. And I do believe, by the way, that the girl's working on a new CD, so that's something to look forward to. Now, on the 8th of June, Dougie MacLean, the great Scottish singer-songwriter, is going to be making a fairly rare trip south of the border to appear in the Yorkshire Dales, to be exact. He's going to be playing at the Victoria Hall Settle on the 8th of June, and I, for one, will certainly be there. It's a great little venue, and as many of you know, Dougie is one of the best singer-songwriters these islands have produced. You think about classic tracks like Caledonia, Ready for the Storm, and this one, which is my own particular favourite, and I think I was there when he sang it, not long after he'd written it up in Glasgow when we were there in a previous incarnation. This is Talking With My Father. I think it's one of the greatest songs ever written about the relationship between a bloke and his dad. Dougie MacLean, Talking With My Father.
Talking with my father, he's talking with his son. I don't need to look any further for the one I have become. And he says, listen to that curlew. That's a sound I love to hear. It's a strange reflection that we look through, or that finally finds us here. In this place where life's heart thunders, in this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder and values not of gold fulfilled. Walking with my father across these gentle Perthshire hills, it's timeless mysteries that we gather and make the memories that we fill. He says, don't fix what is not broken. No need to find what's not been lost. It's a heavy gate we have to open, an endless field we have to cross. In this place where life's heart thunders, in this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder and values not of gold. Be the brave one, or be the one who turns away, with all too many things left undone, oh, and so much left to say. Talking with my father, he's talking with his son. Need to look any further for the one I have become. In this place where life's heart thunders. In this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder, and values not of gold fulfilled. In this place where life's heart thunders, in this place where time holds still, in this place of harmony and wonder, and values not of gold.
Beautiful song that is. Talking with my father from the CD Who Am I? Was Dougie McLean. And as I say, he's on the 8th of June at the Victoria Hall in Settle, the bottom end of the Yorkshire Dales. So all of you people in the northwest within striking distance, get there if you can. I shall be there on the night. Now, I'm going to play you a couple of tunes from that great mandolin player, Simon Mayer. You may know him from his work with Mandiloquence and his partner, Hilary James. He's a fantastic, well, he's probably one of the world's greatest mandolin players. I'm going to play a tune now called The Barren Rocks of Aden. And I found out that the tune was composed by piper James Morklin, who was delighted that his regiment was leaving the hot, dry port of Aden in what is now South Yemen in Arabia. It rains less than once a year in Aden, and the old town is inside the shell of an extinct volcano. And if you were from somewhere like Okhtamukti or Ekelfecken, you'd be only too glad to get away from the barren rocks of Aden. Here's Simon Mayer with his version of the great pipe tune. Man's got 11 fingers on each hand. That's the Barren Rocks of Aden there. Simon Mayer from the CD Music from a Small Island. Wonderful, consummate artistry. I'm going to stay north of the border again with a wonderful piece of music recorded a few years back by musician and musicologist Martin Swan and singer Talitha McKenzie. They were known together as Mouth Music or Pert a Boyle or Pert a Beale, is it? And Beale in Ireland. Mouth music, gob music, or puss music is music for dancing. People who had no instruments would sit there in the kitchen and a couple of them would go, hard and deedle deedle dum ba diddle idle dum ba diddle idle dum, and people would get up and dance to it because they wanted to dance. It's natural, we all want to do something on a Saturday night, let your hair down, and if you've got no instruments, the only way to make music is with your mouth. Well, here's Mouth Music, the group with Bratuk Banner. Fantastic, fantastic piece of music, this. I love it to bits.
Ich gehe an einem Bratachpana, ich gehe an einem Bratachpana, ich gehe an einem Bratachpana,
Music there with Bratok Bana, and that's another one that the lads of Decoy Records on Deansgate put me onto many years back. The CD it came from is simply called Mouth Music. I think it is still available. It's got great stuff on it. Now, a long number of years ago, I rode a bike down the Appalachian Mountains from north to south, followed by a BBC film crew. The film we made has probably been dumped in a skip somewhere, which is a real shame, not because of me, but because we filmed some amazing musicians and singers. People like Woody Simmons, the fiddler, Delly Norton, the singer whose great aunt was recorded by Cecil Sharp, and Nimrod Workman, the singer and coal miner who wrote Black Lung Blues, amongst many other great songs. Well, one stop we made was at the Museum of Appalachia. There was a massive collection of traditional instruments and loads of things you could see, like log cabins. In fact, there was one which had been preserved called Peter's Homestead Cabin. And in fact, that was where this next album was recorded by a lass called Diana Jones. Just let me read you this quote from the CD. "Songs tell us how they need to be arranged and recorded if we listen. Some need a studio with isolation booths for a variety of musicians to overdub parts, and some need a cabin with a few good pickers and a fireplace big enough to sit in. The songs recorded at Peter's Homestead Cabin at the Museum of Appalachia were scratched out of my head and mined from my heart over the years since my grandfather passed on his love and tradition of old-timey music to me." And that's just what she did in the shed. She lit the fire, got an engineer in and a couple of great musicians, and let it rip. And in 2 days, she had an album of great songs. If you listen out very carefully, you can just about hear the fire crackling in the background to this song, The Drunkard's Daughter.
Drunkard's daughter, Lord knows my daddy don't walk on water. He's a good man, he ain't drinking. When he finds a bottle, he starts sinking. He goes so low, he don't know. Night from the morning, I keep on warning him all day. Go, I never go. Mama died when I was 7. Last year, Daddy joined her up in heaven. I don't think I'm a believer. Too many nights of drunks and deceivers. I go so long, I don't know. World full of demons, no one's a free man. And I say, I'm gonna go, I never go.
Thought I could save you, but I can't. We go so low, we don't know. We go so low, we don't know. I say I'll go, but I never go.
Diana Jones there with Drunkard's Daughter from the Museum of Appalachia Recordings. What a great title. Now, I've got myself involved in something called the Costa del Sol Folk Festival. It's going to happen in March next year. And the greatest thing about it is, instead of ploughing your way through muddy fields and crawling back to your tent in the dark through a hailstorm, you're almost guaranteed good weather. It's going to take place indoors, inside, although there'll be a few marquees as well. And it's going to take place in the south of Spain, on the Costa del Sol. And amongst the people appearing there are Show of Hands, Demon Barbers, the Tom McConville Band, Steam Chicken, Sean Taylor, Neve Parsons and Graham Dunn, Blackbird's Tea Party, Flossie Malaviel, The Hut People, Miranda Sykes and Rex Palmer, Dave Berland, Rory Motion, and this lot, the Mighty Doonans. And here they are with Dead End Street.
Thank you.
the mighty Doonans doing what only the Doonans mighty and otherwise can do. Dead End Street there from the CD, simply called The Mighty Doonans. And like I say, they're involved in the Costa del Sol Folk Festival, as I am myself. I'm going to be comparing several of the shows over there. If you want details, just go on the website. Costa del Sol Folk Festival, happening in March next year. Well, thanks ever so much for listening. I do hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I have, because there's not many jobs as much fun as this. All I have to do is make myself a cup of coffee, sit in the shed, and play stuff for you. And isn't there some great stuff out there? I've got stacks of it still to get through here, loads of it all here, dozens of CDs, which I'll work my way through in the weeks to come. Thanks again for listening. I'm Mike Harding. And please remember what we always say, we've no money for advertising or out else. So please spread the word on the internet or by word of mouth or whatever, just to let them know there's some great music coming online 5 p.m. every Sunday. Meanwhile, take care of yourselves, spread the word, keep the faith. Ta-ra.